And now for your listening pleasure, the Blazing Defender Report with your host, Travis Jones. Welcome everyone to another edition, the second time in a week, might I add, of Meatheads on Movies.
Most consistent podcast on the internet.
I am the Blazing Defender, and with me is my co-hosts,
Big Sam.
Big Sam's in the house, and we are discussing Netflix's Iron Fist series.
Also known as Netflix's misstep.
Or Marvel's misstep, or Finn Jones's misstep. I don't know. There's several missteps. Now, what we do try to do on this show is we do try to be very positive about things. It's going to be a real problematic on this episode.
Got our work cut out.
We've got our work cut out for us. But we've been on Facebook Live for a few seconds before I started recording, and we got a question from, who was it again? Casey Straws asked us. Sam, if you want to read the question. It's a great question.
It says, "Hey, meatheads. Do you think the whole insane asylum at the beginning of Iron Fist has ruined the chances for a possible Moon Knight show?" That's one of the best questions I think someone could have asked us during this. I was expecting more direct, like, did you think this part was good?
Right, you know, right.
That's awesome.
That's a great question, because it's kind of outside the box.
Yeah.
We're
assuming that Casey is currently reading the current run of Moon Knight going on right now. Moon Knight has a long history of multiple personality disorder, but the current run is almost all directly taking place inside of an insane asylum.
Right.
So it's a fantastic run, by the way. If you're not reading,
Best Moon Knight there's been.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt.
It'd be the pinnacle of series of Moon Knight, This will be like the Chris Priest run of Black Panther is going to be the run that I don't know. A lot of people like the Colts run now.
It's not close.
I don't think so.
I like the Colts run. It's not close.
Yeah, the Chris Priest run was amazing.
Wait,
that's the way this Moon Knight run is. Yeah, but so what do you think? Do you think I don't know.
You know, I don't think it's going to ruin it. I think that they could still do it and take place in an insane asylum and everything.
Yes.
Which I hope so.
Maybe they could have the same doctor even.
Right, yeah. They could. I think there's a chance for them to really tie it in together.
Yeah.
Also, I really felt like the arc, the insane asylum arc, didn't really add anything to the Iron Fist show.
The episode itself, two episodes, wasn't it?
Well, and then there was more later with Ward locked up in the insane asylum.
Let's not even talk about that shit. Let's not even talk about the Meachums yet. That's a dog we can beat here in a minute. I love dogs, by the way. Trust me.
Yeah.
I would say that it doesn't hurt anything for Iron or Moon Knight. I'm thinking that actually it could be a segue because it's something that we've seen before.
You could use the same doctor or something.
You could use the same doctor, and the Meachums aren't gone. So they've used this doctor before. They've used this hospital before. Maybe Mark Spector somehow crosses the Rand Corporation and gets thrown in. I don't know.
Or Mark Spector could have been the patient in the next room.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, something there's so like many that, ways they could go with it.
And maybe they could have showed Mark tripping out and he hears
Rand.
Ward freaking out. That fucking Mr. Rogers ghost, dude.
Hey. But guess what? He could suck a dick because...
God, don't tempt him, man.
Come on. He can't touch us. We're self-sustained,
battery.
We are battery operated. My electricity just went off. You've probably seen on the video.
We have got a AA generator going.
Hey, baby. I watch Supernatural. Dean taught me how to fight ghosts, fighting ghosts right now.
There you go. So, anyways... I think I would say we could even have a scene where Mark Spector was in the next room and he hears Ward freaking out while he was detoxing or something, or he overheard the conversation between Harold when he snuck in there and, you know, essentially ripped Danny's ass up.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think that'd be a cool tie-in. I don't think it ruins it.
I don't think it ruins it at all. If anything, maybe they could redeem themselves somewhat by having Iron Fist be part of the Moon Knight.
Right, yeah, don't let Iron Fist ruin two things.
Right, jeez. So let's talk about Iron Fist.
But anyway, great question.
Great question, Casey. Please, thank you.
Yeah, other people sent some questions in. That was awesome.
That was a great question. So let's talk about Iron Fist a little bit.
Okay.
I think we've got to start with the casting of Danny Rand, Ben Jones.
Yeah, okay. Worst casting in a Marvel movie ever. Top it.
Michael Coulter.
No.
I think
no.
so.
No.
And the only reason I say that is, and the only reason I would say Danny or Vin Jones is worse is because...
Vin Jones is worse.
He is worse.
Okay.
But they're, goddamn, they're right there for me. Because Michael Coulter, even though he looks... like Luke Cage, that's where it ends.
Okay, well, Finn Jones didn't have that either.
You see, I think his face, I mean, the blonde hair, I know people were fucked up about his perm and all that shit. I get it.
Okay.
And perm. I do think they permed him up.
Perm. Beard.
Yeah, what's with the beard? I can understand having the beard for a little bit, but you had the beard the whole show.
We first came back, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Not a tinge of muscle.
Not a tinge of muscle.
The least developed martial arts master in the history of martial arts.
Yes. And I want to address that because, and a little plug here for my network, Giant Size Team Up Network. We have another show on the network. It's called Breaking the Panel. They had a big
show.
They had a big round table discussion about Iron Fist. I couldn't make it. I had to work that day. But, and one of the things they brought out was, and I think it's came out recently, but I'm going to tell you something that I read on a Marvel website, and I went back looking for it and I couldn't find it, but it had been a while back. They said that Vin Jones was working out weight training 2 hours a day and martial arts training 2 hours a day. So for 4 hours a day, he was working out, and he didn't want to bulk up because he didn't want a bulky look. He thought the Iron Fist should be leaner.
Okay, here's where I'm going to go with that. There's a couple places. One, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Complete bullshit.
Complete
Number bullshit. Two, so we're going to take the female approach to the gym and be like, oh, I don't want to get too bulky. So
right.
Like your 3 sets of 10 is going to make you miss Olympia off.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to squat because I don't want big legs.
Right.
Well, exactly. You're not going to get big legs from just squatting.
Right. Also, I can understand if you didn't want to give Iron Fist a bulky look, but you didn't have a lean look either. So
no, he had no muscularity at all.
If he was the same size and shredded, I'd have been okay with it.
I'd have been okay with it.
It looks like he trained his body.
A lot of martial arts aren't bulky at all.
Bruce Lee.
But a perfect example, Scott Aikens.
Scott Atkins. Yeah.
Ray Park. These guys are...
Jet Li.
They're muscly.
You can't be really bulky and practice certain styles.
Right.
Certain styles you can, but certain styles you can't. Kung Fu is not a style. The type of Kung Fu they're showing is not a style you can be big and bulky and do.
Now,
the flexibility to do it.
I want to, before we get too far into this, I want to say that the Breaking the Panel guys were saying that... because this has recently came out. What I was talking about, it came out weeks before the opening of the show. And I guess to get you ready for what you were going to fucking see, right? So what the Breaking the Panel guys were saying was that Vin Jones has came out and said that some of the martial arts moves that he learned, he learned 15 minutes before they were actually shot.
Right, and that showed.
That was very evident. That I can totally believe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know where they got the 2 hours weight training and martial arts training, because that was not apparent at all.
Well, and here was my question with that when you were saying that was, did it say for how many days?
Right, yeah.
If it was one day? 2 hours of training and 2 hours of martial arts, right. Yeah, sure, I believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked awful.
Yeah, he did look awful.
Body-wise and martial arts-wise.
You know, you look at somebody like Hugh Jackman that took the role of Wolverine so fucking seriously and got fucking ripped.
Yeah, ripped to shreds.
Ripped to fucking shreds. And he was in his middle to late 40s when he was doing this, which is a much tougher job. Trust me, I know. This fucker here don't know yet, but I know how hard it is in your 40s to maintain a certain look. And that was, I think, one of the reasons that Hugh got out of the role. Not that he didn't love Wolverine, but just the physicality of the role is just really tough and hard. You know, Finn Jones, what is he, fucking 25, 26? I don't know. He looks like a young cat.
Built like he's 12.
Golly. Don't do 12-year-olds that injustice.
Built like he's 8.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, fuck those 8-year-olds.
And that's my thing is, I wasn't looking for a big, bulky Iron Fist. He's not bulky in the comic books. Because, like I said, you can't do that style of kung fu and be bulky.
No, but
you need some sort of muscularity.
Yes.
He doesn't look like he worked out.
Yes. The guys that the Power Ranger guys, and I forget their names, I apologize, but the guys I was talking to from the TV show at Lexington Comic Con, that's what got us talking. Like, I didn't walk over to them. They asked me to come over, and they wanted to know where I worked out at, and that got us talking about training and stuff. And they wanted to know what kind of training I did and all that. And you could look at these guys even in their clothes. Mm-hmm. They were little guys. I mean, like if I'm sitting down in a chair, they were this tall. Little bitty dudes, but they were veiny. You could see they were very vascular. They had muscularity. Even in their clothes, you could see that. They were true martial artists. They didn't look like they couldn't whip cream. I mean, they looked like they would be fast, and if they hit you, it's probably going to sting a little bit.
Athletic look to them.
A very athletic look to them, yes.
There was a certain scene, and I believe, if I remember right, it was in the Insane Asylum, but it may have been in Colleen Wing's dojo, and you see Iron Fist doing whatever fucking nonsense he was doing, Tai Chi or something, he thought. And you kind of see the display of his body from like a back three-quarter shot, okay?
Yes, yes.
And I was like, oh man, Iron Fist is built like a prepubescent woman.
Right.
He was real. He had a lot of baby fat.
Yes.
He was real
skinny
soft.
Fat. He was skinny fucking fat.
He was real.
He had
soft.
Love handles.
Yeah. He had a little like boob sticking out. And I was like, you might be budding now, you know. it was a bad look.
Awful.
And if you're working with that guy, you've got to at least shoot from angles that would compliment him.
Yes.
And they did no justice in that department.
They did no justice in that department. Which brings me to something that I read today that I did not know. The showrunner on this show was I'm going to get this name wrong, Michael Cook, maybe. For whatever reason, they didn't use the showrunners from all the other Netflix shows. Right. They used this cat. This dude was on the
back half of Dexter.
Yes. Yep. The back half of Dexter show, that sucked.
Right. The show known for going from great to horrible.
Yes.
Like, that is, whenever you talk to someone who's like, man, I can't remember a show that started off really great, got really bad. Dexter will be the first one that comes up.
Dexter was so good. That like me and my wife loved Dexter. And we got to where we didn't even finish it.
Seasons 1 through 4 were incredible.
Incredible.
5 was okay.
And I don't know when that dude came on.
Straight downhill.
Oh my God, it was fucking ridiculous. Yeah, and you know what? You think about those late episodes of Dexter, they were aimless. The story made no fucking sense. The characters are doing shit out of character. Oh, guess what? Fucking Iron Fist.
Right. Yeah.
It's the same shit.
My brother was the one that told me that, actually. I was talking
about
the
good Iron call.
Fist. He said, man, the showrunner was the guy who did the back half of Dexter. And I was like, oh, shit.
Why would Marvel even fucking do that?
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes you get cocky. You know, like, hey, we can't miss.
That's, yeah, I guess. I don't, but even then, Marvel's known for going after directors of movies, big fucking budget movies that ain't done shit.
Right, right. But
the Russo brothers were doing the fucking Community TV show, which is fantastic. But you don't give that guy Captain America: Civil War.
Right. Right.
Cap 2.
Yeah.
You don't give them Captain America 2. They did. They seen something in them. So what I'm saying is this guy had a resume. And it was shit.
But here's my question is, you know, we've talked about this, I think, in previous podcasts, is Kevin, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, Feige.
Feige.
Feige. he's got an eye to spot talent.
Don't he?
You know, just like you said, the Russo brothers, and you go on and so forth. When the first Iron Man came out, and I was like, hold on, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be directed by Jon Favreau, who did Elf. This is going to suck.
Suck.
And it was amazing.
Amazing.
Kevin Feige, I don't believe, runs the shows. I believe that's Jeff Loeb.
It is.
Maybe Jeff Loeb doesn't have the eye for talent that Kevin Feige.
But he's hit on so many other levels. And another thing Iron Fist suffers from is Daredevil, seasons 1 and 2, set the bar so fucking high.
Right. So here's my question. You say he hit on so many levels, okay? Do you really believe that? Because Daredevil, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones, yes.
Okay.
You didn't like Luke Cage.
I'm not.
So really, he's only hit twice.
But you did like Luke Cage.
I did. I say he's
I think a lot of people did. I didn't. I think I'm actually in the minority on Luke Cage.
Right.
Because I loved Luke Cage in Jessica Jones. I thought that Luke Cage was a hell of a lot more Luke Cage in Power Man than he was in his own fucking series.
That's also why I said Michael Coulter was better than Finn Jones, because he showed us he could be Luke Cage.
Good point. Yes. Yeah, right.
But so what I'm saying is, you say he hit on so many levels, Jeff Loeb did. For you, he's half and half. He's 2 out of 4.
He's 2 out of 4.
So maybe he hasn't.
Yeah, he's 3 out of 4, really. Because you got 2 seasons of Daredevil.
Well, Daredevil, right? I mean, you hit once and you bring back the same people. I mean, do you?
I mean, why wouldn't you use the fucking same people all the way through? They're using the same production company because it all has the same fucking look.
Right. What I'm saying is, he didn't have to go out and find another crew.
Right. Right. Well, okay. Right. He didn't. So, therefore, why would you in the future?
Well, I mean, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones had its own crew. Luke Cage had its own crew. Right. So, each show has its own crew. What I'm saying is, Daredevil season 1, season 2, you didn't have to find a new crew. You just said, okay, they worked.
But I still don't understand why with Marvel, with Disney money and all the resources that they have, pick a guy that has shit resume.
I agree.
Now maybe I don't know who the showrunners were on the other shows.
Right.
Maybe they had a fucking stinker in their batch too, and they redeemed themselves on the Netflix shows.
Right.
I don't know that. But yeah, that's, I mean, it was obviously a missed opportunity. Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I know
you did. They screwed up.
So Finn Jones sucked.
I think this guy should now not be given another big
show. He missed with the Don't Miss Company.
Right. Right.
So if he you should, dude, yeah.
He should probably go back to coaching high school.
Whatever the fuck he was doing. Yeah, do a fucking high school play and make that suck, because they all suck.
Work his way back up.
But now there were some good casting. There was some good casting in Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Just they missed out on the main guy. Colleen Wing. I thought she was great.
Her arc was
super fucking hot. Yes.
Her arc was stupid.
Yes. There wasn't anybody's arc that wasn't stupid.
Right, that's true. I didn't understand how she went from thinking Iron Fist was a fuck up in a kind of weird
an episode.
Dude. Yeah. And then the next day?
Yeah.
She was having sex with him?
Pretty much.
I was like, man, I wish I had that type of game.
He's Iron Fist. And he said it 1,000 times, and maybe he won her over.
All right, since we're on that topic, I was trying to figure out when I was going to work this in. Since you said he said the Iron Fist 1,000 times, what was with every time he used the Iron Fist? Yeah, he had to look at it like, oh, that shit works.
Oh, my God, look at everybody, my hand's glowing.
And it looked bad.
Looked like shit.
But boom, he punches through the insane asylum door. Yeah, she killed me, man.
He stares at it for 15 minutes. Every time.
And it was like he expected it not to work.
And then what was weird is it would work. It would just work at the most inopportune times. It wasn't like he's focusing his chi. Boom, it's there. Sometimes it did it in anger. Sometimes it did it in self-defense. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
The worst immortal weapon ever, and that was a joke inside the show itself.
Yeah, because they clowned him, every character.
Every character that knew anything about the Iron Fist said, you're the worst fucking Iron Fist ever.
Madame Gao said he sucked. Bakudo said he sucked.
Madame Gao, I like. Madame Gao was my favorite character.
She's awesome, and she's been awesome throughout the Netflix shows. I don't understand what they're doing with her.
I don't understand the role of the crane mother
in this. So
and this is one of the things we try to do on this show is Sam and I 30 years plus reading comic books. Yeah. And so we take that and we understand that everything can't be just like in the comic book. We don't want it to be.
No.
We just want it to be good and we want it to work.
Right.
So in the thing of the crane mother, this is why this is really fucking weird, a weird iteration in this series.
All right. In the run, the Immortal Iron Fist, which
awesome.
Is the best Iron Fist run, hands down.
Hands down.
It's rated one of the top 100 runs of all time, which Travis is so on.
I don't know about that.
But anyways, it establishes all the mythos
for
Kun Lun and everything like that.
Which is what they should have done on the fucking
Which my
show.
Favorite thing about this Iron Fist show, the only thing I was very happy with is I never knew how to pronounce Kun Lun. I didn't know if it was Kun Lun or Kun Lun.
Kun Lun. Because
there's a little apostrophe in there and everything. So at least they gave me that.
At least we know that now. Yeah, we can fucking pronounce it. Yay.
So anyways, there's seven different celestial planes, Kun Lun being one of them. I apologize, but I forget the name of the one where the crane mother, where the crane mother resides. Okay.
Yes, Casey.
But she
does.
Is the. We're gonna get to that. But
we are gonna get to that.
But she is one of the rivals of Kun Lun.
Yes.
Her right hand man is the Steel Serpent, who is Davos, who appears in this show in a weird different capacity.
Yeah.
So, anyways, starting in Daredevil. They have established Madame Gao to be the Crane Mother.
Hmm?
They've shown it by the way she just disappeared. She put this. She put.
She's got that some type of telekinesis.
Like some chi throwing ability or something. She put the Steel Serpent symbol on her heroine.
Yes.
And there's been other little kind of Easter eggs or innuendos towards her being the Crane Mother.
Okay, let me stop you there. Because was it just me, or did Danny say she put the symbol of the Iron Fist on the heroine?
Yes, but you remove the wings in order to disrespect Kun Lun or something like that.
Oh, see, I missed that. I was like, she's like, putting her fucking symbol on the heroine.
Right.
It's not, you're not, she's not calling out the Iron Fist.
Right. He said something like, but you remove the wings to disrespect Kun Lun or something, which was all completely stupid.
Right.
So you've got Madame Gao, and Madame Gao is now running a faction of the Hand.
I don't think that ever came out though. I don't know what she's doing.
I mean, that's what
they did allude to that.
Bakudo kind of confirms it, and I read an article yesterday that said there's three factions of the Hand, one run by Bakudo,
okay,
one run by Madame Gao.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And one ran by the dude that Daredevil burnt and took down, and he came back to life. I can't think of his name. Nobu. Three factions, those who runs them.
Okay.
So you've got two Japanese people and then a Chinese woman running a Japanese organization.
That makes no sense.
Would never happen.
Never happen. They hate each other.
Yeah, Japanese and Chinese do not get along historically. I don't get why you did all this setup for the Crane Mother and then made her run a faction of the Hand. And then you've got Danny saying, I'm from the Order of the Crane Mother. Which is completely opposite of Kun Lun if you're following anything in the comic books. So that was really confusing for me.
Yeah. As soon as he said it, I went, wait a minute. Yeah. I hit the 10-second back button on the fucking Netflix because I was watching it on my phone. And he said it again. And I was like, holy shit, what's that about?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And there's so much of the show that didn't make any sense.
Right.
And it was all things that can be fixed with just a little sentence here and there. You know what I mean?
Not now.
Well, not now. No, it's fucked now.
Yeah.
It's beyond repair now.
Have they ever rebooted a show?
I don't know. And I want to get to that. I want to get to that after we talk about the series because, you know, he will be back in the Defenders. Fuck. And there might be a season two. So we'll talk about maybe what they can do to fix it, if at all.
Really quick, let's shout out Casey again.
What'd he say?
Needs more Fat Cobra.
Fat Cobra, baby.
Awesome character.
Awesome character. If that was kind of my hope for the show was, and there's nothing wrong with this. If they would have took everything they could have out of that run, out of the Immortal Iron Fist run. And just make that run.
Yeah.
And it introduced the mythos. That way, people that don't know shit about the Iron Fist are going, oh my God, like, you've opened us up to another fucking world.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, this is what I was wanting to say, and I'm glad I just now thought of it. I'm old. It takes me a while sometimes to get shit together. But, like, Doctor Strange, the reason Iron Fist got held back is because they wanted to introduce Doctor Strange in the movies first, because they want to introduce this mystical world. Okay,
Ant-Man gave you a little bit of it.
Microverse. So when we open with Doctor Strange, and you've got the Ancient One doing battle, she's doing all these this cool kata looking like shit, and like the energy is like coming from their hands, and the whole time I'm watching that, I'm going, this is gonna be an Iron Fist. This is gonna look so fucking awesome. None of it at all. So what did fucking Strange have to do with anything in Iron Fist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know.
And it should have. Yeah. That would have been a great segue to the seven heavenly kingdoms.
Yeah.
And we could have got Fat Cobra. We could have got, we did kind of get the Spider Princess.
The spider, I forget her name, but yeah, the Queen of Spiders.
Queen of Spiders.
She is. We got her. It wasn't done very well. And we also got,
I didn't mind, what
I assume was Orson Randall. In that clip back, there was a clip back where they showed an Iron Fist in the forest.
Yes.
And he was in costume, which was great.
Yeah, but I thought he was French.
I don't think so. Maybe I missed that, but possibly. I thought it was Orson Randall.
Yeah, well, fuck. That would have been... Dude, he's my favorite Iron Fist.
Right, he's awesome. But regardless, getting an old Iron Fist and having him in costume, which was something that this also screwed up, was not having the costume at all.
Right.
They pulled parts from the Immortal Iron Fist, but small, minuscule parts, and they incorporated them so poorly.
Well, and they needed the heart and theme of the Immortal Iron Fist, not so much the characters. That you could bring those along at any point, and they would be fucking awesome. Right. But it's the backstory that every character had in the Immortal Iron Fist that made the mythos grow.
It gives Danny Rand a heart and a reason, for what he's done, why he left Kunlun and everything. And it gives Davos a decent backstory. Davos had absolutely no reason for existing in this show.
No.
You left, even though I'm a better fighter than you, and I'm going to tell you how bad you suck, but I still won't defend the gate, even though I'm better than you, because you're the Iron Fist.
You're the Iron Fist. Yeah,
I'm like, wait a minute, man. If you're a better fighter and more down for the cause, which both were clear,
because this show is operating on the prophecy of the child dropped. You know, he came. He was in the plane crash. It was the child fell from the sky, touched by fire, would be the defender. And that's the reason Davos stepped aside, and the leaders of Kunlun chose Danny to be the Iron Fist.
But so here's my thing.
Which is fucking stupid, but that's what the show premise was.
Right. So here's my thing is, one, either it's the worst prophecy in the history of prophecies.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Or, you know, okay, let's take sports, for example, okay? And you draft, you're the Boston Celtics. So you've got the number one pick. And you draft the cannot miss prospect out of college or straight from high school when you used to be able to do that. And there's no chance this guy's going to miss. Everyone signs off on him and says, this is the best kid, you know, since Michael Jordan, whatever, since LeBron. And he sucks. Okay? What do? You fucking trade him away or draft over him, something like that.
Yes.
So if the prophecy said it's going to be an outsider drop from the heavens and blah, 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 and he fucking sucks like he did, stick someone else in his post.
Okay. To that, I would say yes, but in this iteration of the Iron Fist, Danny beat the fucking dragon. Correct. So he has the power of the Iron Fist. And that only happens once, what, every 10 years, is it?
No, that was how often it becomes existent.
Oh, that's when Kunlun's to Earth.
It's once a generation, I guess.
Well, that's 10 years.
No, that's a decade.
A decade? Oh, you're right. My bad.
Once
yes.
a generation, so like one person in X amount of space.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And there can only be one Iron Fist.
There can only be one. Not really. In Immortal Iron Fist, there was two.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Orson. Orson's still used.
Right, but I think his chi was dissipating and he was dying, and that's why.
He said, this is the way he explained it to Danny. Because when he was using it to light the cave up or whatever, and Danny went, hey, man, you know I could feel that. Because it was causing Danny pain every time Orson would use the Iron Fist. He goes, you know, basically like, suck it up, kid. He said, you're not a river. How do you say it? You're not a river that runs through the iron, the Shaolau, the heart of Shaolau. It's a river that runs through you, and it's an ocean. So basically, to me, that said, there's more than enough fucking power here.
Okay.
For both of us. And like, it never dissipated. I mean, he used the Iron Fist all up to the point that he, spoiler alert, he dies in the Immortal Iron Fist. But, and you know, he had the book and all that stuff. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. But who knows what the fuck the show was doing. I have no idea.
I'll look back at it again, because otherwise I'd be like, well, why don't we just go get 10 Iron Fisted to
right
the gate.
You know, and maybe that's why... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. So I don't know why they...
have to look at that.
Yeah.
We don't know everything.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been a fucking long time since I've read that fucking series, which I need to reread it because it's great.
And I need to find something to love about Iron Fist.
No, right? I know. I'm so like... I see Iron Fist shit now, and I'm like... Yeah, I don't like it as much anymore. Right, I mean, that's horrible because I think he's a great character. The reason I like Orson Randall so well is Orson Randall was like, he knew so much about the Iron Fist. And that's another thing. In the series, Danny's always like, I didn't finish my training. I don't know how to do that. Healer. You can fucking heal her, Bakudo's telling it. How's fucking Bakudo know? And the Iron Fist doesn't.
Yeah.
And you know, then he's telling him, well, I didn't finish my training, but you beat a dragon.
Not a dragon.
The undying dragon. Yeah,
the dragon. Shaolau the undying.
What the fuck is up with that?
If you look at any of the mythos of Iron Fist, you have to... complete your training and win the tournament in order to even go to the cave of Shaolau.
Let's just not even say it's Shaolau. Let's just say it's a baby dragon on fucking Game of Thrones. You got to be a bad motherfucker to beat a baby dragon,
right?
And Danny is so far from that.
I mean, take it a step down from there, and let's call it a Velociraptor on Jurassic Park. Not one of us would survive in hand-to-hand combat versus a Velociraptor,
right?
Okay, which isn't a real thing. I know that, just so you all know.
Used to be.
Yeah, but they were like 8 inches or something.
Oh, I thought they were bigger than that.
They like Jurassic Park like made them up, basically. So anyways, but yeah, now you're talking about a dragon, which is like Velociraptor type abilities plus fucking a lot bigger, and it can fly and it can breathe fire.
Right.
So there's no chance. Like, there's no chance you're going to win that battle unless you're destined to be the Iron Fist.
No chance. That's the prophecy. That is the prophecy. You beat Shaolau, you're the chosen one.
The prophecy of the show, not the comic book. Because there wasn't a prophecy in the comic book.
That's what I mean. But that's how you became the Iron Fist.
Right. Yes.
If there was a prophecy, it was you beat the fucking dragon.
Yeah, that's how you become the Iron Fist.
That's how you become the Iron Fist. It wasn't like
training.
Oh, you know, you're supposed to beat him because you came from the fucking you were kissed by fire or whatever the fuck.
And in the Immortal Iron Fist,
I can't read that.
I'll read it. In the Immortal Iron Fist, Danny goes through steps of training. Like, he has to fight someone that he has to fight Lei Kung the Thunderer at one point, which they mention in the show. He has to fight himself at one point and fight his biggest fears. Then can he go to the tournament. Then if he wins the tournament, he could get the Shaolau the Dragon. Then if he beats Shaolau the Dragon, he becomes Iron Fist. Like, it is a step-by-step process, which is how martial arts or any sort of training works.
That's right. Right.
You just don't go, oh, hey, buddy, we're all Asian monks and you're the white guy, so we're going to send you up against this dragon.
Right.
And you're going to become the Iron Fist.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I like how they had him not completing his training. If he was truly a master, it would have made for a boring show. Okay.
I disagree.
I thought it was a boring show.
It was a boring show. It was horribly boring. The fight scenes were horribly boring.
Yeah.
You have Daredevil, who got none of this training, even though he was trained by Stick, which I would like to have seen Stick in this. This show, it made it just better because I love the guy who plays Stick.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So he got training by Stick. It from a show standpoint, I would take Daredevil any day and twice on Tuesday against fucking Danny Rand.
Yeah, for sure. And here's my thing is, even though Daredevil was had completed his training with Stick, let's say,
mm-hmm.
remember,
which Stick? I don't think he did,
right, which
but
he didn't. Stick left him,
right?
But you can see Daredevil progressively getting better throughout season one to season two. Okay, with his martial arts and everything, he becomes a better fighter.
Absolutely.
Throughout the two seasons. So we could say Danny Rand isn't the grand master of everything. Maybe he doesn't beat Lei Kung or something if he goes up and fights him. But that doesn't mean he has to be awful.
Right. And it was a kung fu show.
And let me say that I teach kung fu, okay? Although I'm not teaching anyone right now, but I've taught and I've trained since 2001. We teach five animal style kung fu, okay? Tiger, dragon, snake, all that good stuff. The dragon is the number one style. It's the style. The dragon only maims or kills, okay? So we don't give you a single move from the dragon until you've been in that school with us 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
So do you have to at least master some of the other animal skills?
I mean, not only do you have to master other animal skills and all the basic foundational skills, but we have to know your character and your heart is good enough to entrust you with these moves because you can go out and kill somebody very easily. So you're not going to throw Danny Rand out there, give him the power of the Iron Fist, which can break through doors and steal. They said it could punch through the Hulk in the comic books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't mastered his training, right. It doesn't mean his training is over. It doesn't mean he's the best there ever was or ever will be.
But he's
mastered it to the point where they could give him the Iron Fist.
But again, he is the prophecy one. He's the chosen one, so to speak, in the show.
Chris, I would like you to write on here to us and tell me what about the show you thought was good. And I'm not saying that to be a jerk. Like literally tell me, because he said it would have made the fight scenes better if he had mastered.
Uh-huh.
But it would have made the overall story wouldn't have been as good. I want to know what about the story you thought was good. And I'm not saying that as a jerk.
There's nothing good about the story.
Can, you know, so we can discuss it.
I don't know what. Okay, you know, there's a first act, second act, third act. Okay. There's an introduction, there's a rising action, there's a falling action, there's a conclusion. That's a story. Somewhere along the line like that. I don't know what any of it was. I don't know what his goal was. What was Danny Rand's goal? Was it when the night nurse told him he's only back for revenge? Like, why the fuck did he leave Kunlun? Why did he leave?
Right.
You're vacating your prophecy, your role. You've been there 15 years. So what was his story?
Well, here's my thing too, is how short-sighted could you be as Danny Rand? You're upset because your family got killed. Okay.
Yeah.
That would suck. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get it. So you leave so that your new family in Kunlun could get killed.
Possibly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he goes back and the monks are dead.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And, I mean, he acted all surprised by that.
Ooh.
Right.
You're the guard. What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
Right.
So, right.
Well, and he shows up. He shows up to Rand Incorporated. Like, this is what I thought. I thought he was going back to take his rifle, be the rightful heir of the Rand Corporation.
Right.
Because he goes in. Like, they would take him as, like, a fucking bum off the street. But this is what I told myself. I was like, okay. He's been in this mystical world for fucking 15 years. There's some social graces he's not going to have. He's not going to understand, even though he's not an idiot to this world. I mean, he was, what, 12, 15?
10, I think.
Oh, was he 10? Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, you're still old enough to know. So I don't know what the fucking story was. If it was a pure revenge story, then I get it. If he's coming back to have his old life back, I get it. Go one way or the fucking other. We went through 8, 9 episodes and didn't know until I guess she calls him out and says, I know why you're here. You're here for fucking revenge. And he never answers her. So I'm like, oh, well, shit. There's our main character's fucking motivation, I guess. Because all he says is, I'm the immortal weapon. I'm the Iron Fist. I'm the sworn enemy of the hand. Okay, take your ass back to Kunlun to defend the hand. But then when he finds out the hand has infiltrated his corporation, I guess he feels like, okay, now I can get rid of the hand and do the same thing by taking my rightful spot as the heir of Rand Industries. I don't know. That's the reason a show should fucking stand on its own. I'm all about like making assumptions of things. I'm fine with that. And sometimes I like it, like in Logan. You know, they didn't show us some things and left it to our imagination. I thought that was great. But some of the things, it's like, dude, you got to give me something.
Right. Andrew said he thought it was to uphold his family's legacy, essentially.
What is his fucking family's legacy? Right. Make money?
Right. And my thing is also, if you were 10 years old, you know, when you went to Kunlun, okay, which they said the show, how aware of a legacy are you?
Yeah, you don't even know what the fuck that means, right, man.
So you're dumb enough that you think you can come back into Rand Corporation, just be like, hey, I'm Danny.
I'm not dead, guys.
Right. Which, okay, you were 10, so maybe you don't get how this world works. I guess I can buy that.
That's what I said.
Although it's still flimsy.
It's still flimsy, yes.
But you can't tell me then, on the other hand, he's aware of legacy. Like, you're not going to get legacy and not understand you can't walk into a building and be like, hey, I'm a guy who's been dead for 15 years. What's up?
Right. And about the revenge thing. He didn't even know who was responsible for his parents' death. He just thought, I mean, if you're 10 years old, you're in a fucking plane crash, you're like, fuck, man. My parents were killed in a fucking plane crash.
Right.
You had no reason to leave Kunlun and go looking for anything, like revenge, upholding your family. Like, you had no reason because you don't know any of that.
Right.
And then when he gets there, maybe 7-8 episodes in before it all starts coming out that the hand had something to do with the plane crash.
And Harold,
yeah. Oh, God, the Meachums. Jesus.
What was I going to say? Our man Debo commented something that I really liked.
What's that?
It was something I was going to definitely get to at some point. He said something about Danny seemed to have tons of mental issues.
Yes.
And one of the things that made the least amount of sense, which that should get a trophy, because there was a lot of things that made no sense.
Right.
Okay. Why, if you had 15 years of Zen training and Buddhist training, okay, martial arts training, any time you think about your family or the past, you schizophrenic out.
It was almost like he was having a fucking anxiety attack.
Yeah. Yeah, really? After 15 years of Zen training? And if I'm the leading monks of Kunlun, am I gonna trust you with that type of power?
Is this the guy I want to be the fucking Iron Fist?
Right.
I mean,
someone that's this mentally unstable?
This isn't the first time that's happened to him.
No.
You know?
You can't only have anxiety attacks on Earth.
Right exactly. You know? Yeah, it made no sense. And to be a martial artist, controlling your emotions and especially learning the techniques, just like Sam was talking about, that's a big part of it. It was almost like these people that made this show never watched a martial arts movie, were totally ignorant of martial arts, and never, like, they read The Immortal Iron Fist, but they blazed through it. You know what I mean? They didn't read it and understand it.
I do want to say, Andrew said, you know, I just liked it as my opinion.
Yes.
That's perfectly okay.
Perfectly okay.
Like, I'm all for people liking stuff.
It was the most binged watch Netflix series.
And it's the most divisive Netflix series or TV show ever.
Yes. Yeah. Tell them about that, about Rotten Tomatoes.
There's a critics rating and there's a fan rating. Okay. And the critics rating at last time I saw was 17% out of 100, which is horrible, which is about what I thought it deserved.
Yep. Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep. The fan rating was 79%.
Fresh Tomatoes.
So it was, what's that? 60%, 62%.
Difference.
62% difference. Rotten Tomatoes said it's the most divisive show in the history of their website.
Right.
I don't understand that. Like, I don't know, the 79, that means 8 out of 10 people liked it. I don't know that because I don't know anyone really that liked it other than my man Andrew here. Mm-hmm. But I'm cool with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
never going to be upset for liking what they like. But I'm, you know, we come on here to state our opinions.
Yes.
And try to help people say, okay, maybe I want to watch it. Maybe I don't want to waste my time and watch it.
Well,
and
that's another thing. Some people don't understand about the backstory from the comic book. I get that a lot. Guys at the firehouse and stuff are like, well, what about this and what about that? And was this like that in the comic book? And was this like that in the comic book? And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was dead on. You know what I mean? And that's cool. And like Sam and I have said before, we don't give a shit. We're not so fanboyish that it had to be fucking exactly like it was in Immortal Iron Fist.
Because none of them are.
None of them are. But it needs to work. It needs to work in the present day, and it needs to work in whatever format they're giving it to us in, whether it be an animated, where it be or a live action. It needs to work. And for us, the Iron Fist didn't work. And we, out of everybody, I think, wanted it to be so fucking good.
Yeah,
and it was just the opposite for us.
I definitely didn't buy this shirt after the show.
Right.
I want to address something Chris Lott said.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned PTSD.
Yes.
And he said that he witnessed his parents' death at 10 years old. And even with years and years of therapy, you might not have recovered from that stuff. And you are 100% right.
100% correct.
I want to tell you, I'm a psychiatric nurse. I work in a mental health facility. We even have a specialized unit for military with PTSD.
Okay? Yes.
I've worked with it a ton. You're 100% correct. But I think we addressed that when we said, if you're continuing to have those panic attacks, those PTSD-related episodes, why would Kun Lun then entrust you with the power of the Iron Fist?
The most sacred role that they have in the entire city.
I'm not going to give someone that type of power and responsibility that's going through those type of mental
issues. And I also tell you, Chris, I know people also, and I know you do too, that have PTSD, and they suffer from it. They have gotten help, that whether it be medication or therapy or a dog or whatever, and they have overcome that and they have become successful people in whatever roles they decided.
For sure.
PTSD doesn't mean you're fucking handicapped.
Correct.
He very well could have done that, but in this show, they show him losing his shit still.
Several times.
Almost once an episode.
Yeah, it was any time his family or the past he thought about it.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes. And it wasn't something like he was even like, as a martial artist, of course, you're going to have moments. But like these people with PTSD that have learned to cope with this, they probably have some type of ritual or something that they do to rein themselves in from losing their shit. Some type of coping skill. Right. As a martial artist, you're taught that. And Danny showed none of that. See, that would have been great. Then the showrunners could have been like, all right, Danny, you know, this is where you're going to have your flashback to your plane crash. And this is what we're going to show. We're going to show you harnessing your chi. And maybe every time Danny does that, now he gets his Iron Fist glows or something like that. Mm-hmm. That would have worked. Right. That would have fucking worked.
And in fact, that would have lent some depth to his character.
Yes, very much so. Well, he's 15 years he's been training, and we've seen none of that.
None.
Because how many times did somebody in the show go, you don't know how to do that, and you're the Iron Fist? I didn't finish my training. Well, no shit. What did you fucking finish?
Right. It's a hell of an excuse.
It's a terrible excuse.
And every person said it to him. Madame Gao said it. Bakudo said it.
Anybody knew anything about the Iron Fist? Davos.
Davos said it. Colleen Wing looked at him like he was an idiot several times before she had sex with him and fell in love with him, which I didn't understand.
I fell in love with
Andrew,
her.
Okay. Andrew asked us, what did we like about it?
Okay. All right. Good question.
Yes.
Very good question, Andrew.
All right. Colleen Wing.
Loved Colleen Wing.
Liked her.
Yeah. Yes.
The arc they wrote for her was bad.
Yeah. It could have been better. I didn't hate
it. She's part of the hand. Like,
Actually, I didn't mind that. And I'll tell you why. I really liked the whole ISIS take they took on that, where they've got this evil organization that goes in and takes these disenfranchised kids, gives them, they give them a home, education, put them in, and now guess what? You're going to feel indebted to these people when they come calling, because the girl said it to her in the hospital, the hand comes first. And they teach that, the hand comes first.
And I completely agree with you, but that doesn't mean Colleen had to be a member of it.
It didn't, but I'll be honest, I didn't see it coming.
No, because it doesn't make sense.
Why not?
I mean, it doesn't. It's not.
We don't know shit about Colleen.
It's not that it doesn't make sense. Well, we know she's a hero if we're following the comics at all.
Well, she's gay too in the comics.
Later, not at the beginning.
Oh, she wasn't in the beginning.
No, she was with Iron Fist at the beginning.
I think she was always gay.
But later, yeah, she was.
Okay.
But she's part of the.
So wait a minute. Just a caveat. I know I'm jumping around. So Danny was with Colleen Wing and Misty Knight, and now Misty Knight and Colleen are together. And, so he hit both that shit and turned them gay.
And he was with another chick too. I can't remember.
Oh,
another,
is she gay now?
No.
Oh well, fuck. Thanks, Danny.
I had a chick turn gay after I dated her. Some people were fucked up by that. I was like, shit, it's probably because you can't get that good a dick again. You know, I'm gonna spin it to a positive.
I went to the mountaintop. Right. There's nothing left.
All right. I'm gonna be
okay.
I'm gonna be, you know, like meatheads on movies. I'm spinning it to the positive.
Right. Okay. No, you're right. You know? But, no, and that's what we're trying to do. We're talking about things that we liked. Right. So you didn't like that. I did like that.
I liked everything you liked about it. I just didn't like her being
part of it. So, I didn't mind it.
Ta-da! I'm part of the hand. Oh, no. I was like, lied to me. And
yeah, I didn't.
I thought it was a miss.
The Drunken Master.
Man, listen.
I thought he was awesome.
Not only was the Drunken Master fantastic.
He was fantastic.
And again, you know, I'm not trying to big up myself right there, but I've got 16 years of martial arts training. I'm a judge at the biggest Kung Fu and Tai Chi tournament in the country. So I have some sort of experience with good and bad martial arts. When it comes to Kung Fu, okay?
Right.
I couldn't judge jiu-jitsu, for example.
Right.
All right. He was fantastic. And then for me to read in the article that he was going to be the Iron Fist, it was like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Like, we could have had that. Now, I know people have been upset because he's Asian and Danny Rand was not Asian in the comics, which there was somehow backlash over that, which I don't get.
I don't get that at all.
I don't get it.
People want to bitch about it, though.
But I would have totally been better with an Asian Iron Fist that's good at martial arts.
Yes.
Than a white Iron Fist that's terrible.
If that's my choices, absolutely. Exactly. I'd have been on board for it as well.
So, but
no doubt.
He was phenomenal. I mean,
he was so good.
He was by far the best seed in that show.
Yeah, absolutely. He was great. I didn't mind Bakudo.
Well, and right before, let me say one more thing about him before we flip to Bakudo, because I liked him too for the most part. The Drunken Master guy was witty.
Yeah.
He made some quick whips at Danny, stuff like that.
I could have had more him.
Iron Fist character.
Yes.
In the comics, Danny Rand is quick-witted.
Yeah.
And a playboy.
I wouldn't say quick-witted. I would say, I think he borderlines on goofy. Like, okay. He says goofy shit.
Okay.
Like when Orson taught him how to, it reminded me of a thing from The Force, where Orson's going through a turnstile at the airport, and he uses the power of the Iron Fist to change a guy's perception of him.
Right.
And he teaches Danny that. And Danny and him are walking around having a talk, and Danny goes, his hand starts glowing. And Danny goes, oh, hey, I think I figured out that trick you do. I mean, he's kind of goofy. Yeah,
Spider-Man-ish in that sense.
Yes, yeah, not... Spider-Man to me is more quick-witted, whereas Danny's just more goofy.
Okay,
you know what
I
mean.
Spider-Man's pretty goofy too.
Yeah, well, we're not big Spider-Man fans.
We're not.
But
so
I got you.
I thought he portrayed more of the actual personality of Danny Rand than Danny Rand.
I would have been fine with that guy if we'd have got a better Iron Fist.
Yeah. So
again, we don't care. We're not fanboy enough to where we say, "Oh, that's fucking stupid."
Right.
As long as it works,
I'm cool with Sam Jackson being Nicolas Cage. I'm
cool with that.
I was cool
he was that in the comic books though too.
Yeah, sort of.
In the Ultimates.
Which
not the same universe, but I got you.
Okay. And I was cool with Michael Clark Duncan being the Kingpin. He was the only good part of that movie.
Yeah.
So I was okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that stuff as long as you give me quality.
What else about Iron Fist did
we want to jump to Bakudo.
Yeah, Bakudo. Yeah.
I liked Bakudo.
I thought his martial arts scenes looked good. Is he a martial artist?
I don't know, but he
looked good.
Like it. He looked like it.
Yeah. And maybe he trained 20 minutes before the fight scenes, whereas Danny only got 15.
Yeah. That was the other part that really hurt me, was that you could tell Danny was bad from the beginning. Okay.
Oh my God.
Like I told you, he tried to do a very basic stance. Then I was like, oh no, if he's going to miss this up, I knew it was going to be dead.
Well, even that, like, because for me, I thought it looked cool enough. You know what I mean? I didn't know that, whereas somebody like you would have. But when I almost turned it off in episode one, when he's walking back into the fucking traffic, and he flips over the car, the worst wire work I think I've ever fucking seen in my life.
It looked bad.
It was fucking awful.
It looked bad.
It didn't even look like a backflip. I don't know. It was like he kind of got held up for a minute while he was getting himself over.
It looked like someone jerked him up into the air.
Awful.
But what I was saying was, I knew his martial arts were going to be bad when it was just him.
Right.
Towards later parts of the show, when you start having Davos and Bakudo and Colin Wing and the Drunken Master guy in there, and you've got 2, 3, 4 pretty decent martial artists in there.
Yeah.
He looked so much worse.
So bad.
So much more out of place.
They would be waiting on shit.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, just their fluidity.
Yeah.
None.
And that's my thing, is it's a kung fu series. It needs to have... If it has nothing but... The best thing about it should have been the kung fu.
Right.
Like, you can be like, man, the story sucked. Vin Jones was miscast. But, man, I tell you what, them fucking fight scenes were awesome.
Right. I mean, look at all the old kung fu movies that I think most people like. You know, those cheesy, chop-socky movies.
You didn't go watch them for the fucking plot and the dialogue.
They're so endearing to me. You
sure.
Because I grew up on them.
Absolutely.
It's what made me love martial arts and kung fu. They're horrible as
horrible.
Stories. You
horrible.
See the same story 1,000 times. Someone disrespected the family or betrayed the clan. Mm-hmm. We're going to go kill them.
Or the emperor's coming in to wipe out your, and then
the
people got to rise up.
They're coming. But the fight scenes were awesome. I could have dealt with that so easily.
Yeah, I could have too. I'd still been disappointed, but I wouldn't be sitting here going, just trying to scratch and claw, trying to find things to like about Iron Fist.
Right. Okay, so... Is there anything else you liked about it?
But after Bakudo, Madam Gal.
Yeah, we've said that.
Bakudo, we've said Colleen. I got to talk about this because I said it from the get-go, and they kind of made reference to it, but we never got any more explanation out of it. If that is a fucking tattoo on Danny's chest, that is the worst fucking prison tattoo I've ever fucking seen. But now he says, I think it was Colleen after they had sex, she asked him about it, and he says, it's not a tattoo. It's the mark of the Iron Fist. I'm like, then what the fuck is it then? Like, is it not a tattoo, or is it? And if it is, why does it look so fucking shitty?
Maybe it's where the chi entered into his body.
And like it's like a burn. That's fine,
because I still took it as a tattoo, but it was the tattoo is the mark of the Iron Fist. For example, old school Shaolin kung fu, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had to go through the Shaolin temple, or your last completion of your training, you went through what was called the Hall of Dummies, which were all these big wooden dummies operated by different monks that were masters. If you completed that, you picked up a giant pot that was filled with burning coals, and it burned a tiger and dragon on your forearms. Okay.
Yeah, like Kung Fu, the show, the TV show with
David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're not gonna talk about him.
Okay.
He went out
badly.
That was poor.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so it burned the mark of the tiger and dragon in your forearms. Mm-hmm. Okay. Symbolized you graduated. Some people still get those marks burned into their forearms. Some people get them tattooed in their forearms. To symbolize graduation for Shaolin Kung Fu. So that could still be the mark of graduation or whatever.
I gotcha.
Even though it's a tattoo. So it still could be a tattoo, I guess.
Sure, it could have been.
But it looked terrible.
Hey, how about you give me that fucking story on Iron Fist?
Right.
That would have been cool.
Right.
He could have sat there and told Colleen that. She got all revved up again, and they might have did it.
And the other thing, somehow
again,
he had no problem with that.
Yeah, so, I got no problem with that either.
The other thing is when he was built so poorly... Why did you feel the need to show him shirtless so much? Because like I said, if you're going to go with that guy, so be it. But at least give it flattery angles.
Yep.
Don't show him just standing there shirtless.
Yep.
Like, so.
Shoot him in a wide lens. Maybe they did shoot him in a wide lens to give him some beef, and that's just what we got.
Our man Debo said that flip looked like a B movie. He's right about that.
Hey, Debo, don't do B movies like that, man. I like B movies, damn it. B movies do that shit better than that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. So bad. I almost turned
Anything
it off.
Else you liked?
Oh, my God. No, I mean,
no.
I hated the Meachums. I love the actor that plays Ward, that played Ward Meacham.
He didn't bring it in that show.
He played a sheriff's deputy in, or maybe he was a cop. Yeah, you know, he was a cop in a show called Banshee on Cinemax. He was an ex-Nazi. And he was trying to change his ways, and he ends up getting with Hood and everything. But he was fucking fantastic. He's really got this calm voice, but he can fucking go intense whenever he wants to. I mean, it's so good. And I thought the Meachums were just a waste of space. The villains were awful, other than Madame Gao.
One thing I'm going to say.
I know I'm supposed to be positive. I'm trying.
I love the Daredevil show.
Well, so, sure.
Period.
Nobody didn't.
Right. I take the minority view that I think Daredevil is the best thing Marvel's done as far as cinematically or on TV. I put above Avengers number one. I know a lot of people don't, but that's how I feel.
Maybe that's another show.
Right. We could debate that later. But what I'm saying is all the Netflix shows, even Daredevil, although Daredevil's to much less extent, I think have suffered from this 13-episode format. It's too long.
Absolutely.
And because of that, they give us shit like the Meachums, which is unnecessary.
Yep.
In Jessica Jones, it was those horrible neighbors that made no sense at all.
Yes.
In Luke Cage, you got a lot of unnecessary shit with extra characters.
Yes.
And in Daredevil, I think you got a little bit too much Karen Page and Foggy to fill in that 13-episode slot. Now, Karen Page, I have my own theory on that, which me and you have discussed. I'm not going to go into on here.
Right.
Which would be awesome if they do that, but that's a guess on my part.
Right.
But I think every one of them has suffered from this 13-episode
format. Every one of them.
And now the Defenders, I think, is 8 episodes, I believe. 8 or 9.
I think it's 8 or 9,
That, I think, is going to help.
Yes. Well, I hope. And now, I'm gun-shy now. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little gun shy because we're gonna get Danny back.
I am not nearly as excited for the Defenders as I was, say, 3 months ago.
No. And now, is it true that the Defenders are gonna be going after the Punisher? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
Okay. I read that somewhere and I was like,
because I think
that would be all right.
The big bad of this is gonna be Sigourney Weaver. They haven't said what she is yet, but Sigourney Weaver's confirmed as the big bad. That doesn't mean they can't still be also going over the Punisher.
Right.
But I don't think that's confirmed.
Okay.
Our man Debo said Daredevil had the best fight scenes in Marvel so far. Cap is a sure second. I'm with that.
Yeah, I would still say... This is what I would say. You're talking about...
He's saying straight fight scenes.
Yeah, right. Me too. I mean, like, with Cap, you know, you've always got that... Like, I thought his fight scene with...
Batroc. That one was awesome.
That was awesome. I mean, you've got, you know... Awesome. I don't know if Batroc was enhanced in any way. It didn't look like it. But, you know, Cap just... I mean, you're going to have this superhuman... ability, whereas I guess you do with Daredevil too, but like, you know, the one scene I always come back with Daredevil is the hallway scene.
Man, that was amazing.
It was amazing, but this is why it was so amazing. It looked very, I don't want to say, there's a difference between raw and shitty.
Yeah.
I think it looked very raw, like that is very a realistic take.
I call it hyper real.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that would be a good word for it. Really, no wire work.
You get tired.
Yes.
Well, they shot it in one shot. No editing.
One shot. Yeah, that's pretty fucking amazing.
I mean, I even love the very first fight.
But I'm going to tell you, the fight scene between Cap and Bucky the first time on the highway, That, to me, is still the best fight scene in Marvel, where he's dropping the fucking blade and catching it, and him and Cap are fighting with the shit. I mean, dude. I like
the part where he stuck it in the van and he put his other hand in
it. And he fucking ran it down the van.
That was awesome.
It was, I mean, that to me, those are the best fight scenes to me. Yeah, Daredevil's a close second for me.
And I'm the other way. I go Daredevil, Cap a close second. I actually prefer the Batroc fighting scene to that one with the Winter Soldier.
Oh, wow. It just wasn't long enough. They didn't do much.
It was short, but it was more Mortal Kombat one-on-one.
I dig that. I'm all about that. And that's another thing I wanted to say about Iron Fist. Like, this is something that I liked. I really liked the tournament that they put Danny in. Now, it sucked. Yeah. But I thought the tournament itself was very cool. That could have been, it could have turned the series around for me if it was awesome, and it wasn't. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great either.
Andrew put a vote in for Black Panther versus Cap in Civil War. That was a pretty cool fight scene, too. You're short.
Short, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, him and Winter Soldier's fight scene was awesome. Yeah. Civil War, fuck. You know, that's hard. That's just a hard movie to beat anywhere.
It's good. I told you I put Daredevil above.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I like more of the choreography. You know what I mean? I like more of that style. Mm-hmm. Where, like I said, I think Daredevil, hyper real, raw, very realistic.
Yours is a military style.
We're talking about superhumans. So they're not going to fight like normal people do. You know what I mean?
I can still see them taking the same styles.
Well, I guess being
quicker and stronger.
But like Winter Soldier dropping the knife and then catching it. You know, nobody's going to fight like that. Right. That's hand-eye, coordination, just superhuman hand-eye coordination and speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we've seen to a lesser extent some stuff like that, like Bourne Identity and stuff, where they're doing close hand-to-hand knife work, and the guy switches hands.
But they're still enhanced.
Yeah.
They're enhanced in Bourne Identity.
Well, I mean, if you're going to say that, then Iron Fist is enhanced. He does kung fu, so.
Yeah, he ain't fucking enhanced.
Not Netflix Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah.
Regular character.
Yeah, well, Iron Fist is enhanced. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying.
He beat a dragon.
That's what I'm saying. He does regular kung fu, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, regular kung fu, but he's got the heart of a dragon in him. He's got the blood of Shaolin the Undying.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be good. We named several things that we didn't like about it. I don't know what they can do to fix it. I don't know what they can do to fix Danny's character going into the Defenders. Make him cool. Give him a good fight scene. You give Danny an awesome fight scene in the Defenders, and I will forgive a lot of what happened in the series.
I need him to really mature emotionally from Iron Fist Season 1 to Defenders Season 1.
Did nobody...
He's got to grow
For you
up.
Guys that didn't, that liked it, this is my problem. The main character was arguably the most unlikable character in the entire fucking series.
I don't think that's arguable.
He bitched and cried the entire show.
What, we said, oh, you are ganging up on me now?
Yeah. I mean, how fucking womanly is that? And then he had to tell you every episode, I'm the immortal Iron Fist. I can win any fight. Nobody talks like that.
Yeah.
The immortal weapon definitely wouldn't fucking talk like that.
The fact is, I don't think he could win any fight.
The only reason he won those fights is because his name was on the fucking marquee. Right, that was the only reason he won those fights. But, I don't know what they can do to fix him. I hope they do. I know we both do.
I'm praying the Defenders is awesome.
Me too.
Man, what a good cast of characters.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a street, I like the street level. Man. Yes, yeah. I like that too. Moon Knight would be great. We talked about that earlier in the show. He'd be great to introduce.
The one I want, Netflix show.
What?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Hardcore, rated R.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Have you liked the Robbie Reyes on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is a horrible show, although a lot of people love it. My brother loves it.
I tell you, man, the second half of this season was the best.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
I don't like S.H.I.E.L.D. the show at all, but Ghost Rider was done with.
But you didn't watch this last series, did you?
No,
you didn't watch
this last after as soon as Ghost Rider was done.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I tuned in.
It was pretty good. I have to admit. Yeah, I thought when Ghost Rider left, it would suck too, but it didn't. It really didn't. But you know, we'll see. We'll see what Netflix can do. We'll see what Marvel can do. It's fucking Netflix is just the fucking distributor. I mean,
you were gonna
Marvel's.
Have a misstep somewhere.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
you're gonna have it somewhere. You know, maybe it's almost like the college basketball. Like, go ahead, get a loss out of the way before the tournament.
Well, but this is how the Netflix shows have went for me. Daredevil. Actually, I thought the second season was better because of the Punisher and stuff.
I did too.
So then you got Jessica Jones, which I liked, but was still down here. Mm-hmm. Then you had Luke Cage, which really fucking fell down for me because don't like Michael Coulter. And now you've got Iron. So okay. This is the trend for me.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. Out of 10, rate each one of them. Daredevil season 1.
Am I rating them based on Netflix shows, like the Netflix Marvel shows?
No. You're just rating them. Period. Movie, anything.
I would give Daredevil season 1.
5 is average. 10 right. is excellent.
I would give it a 9.
Okay.
I would give season 2 a 9.5, 9.6.
Okay.
I would give Jessica Jones a 7.
Okay.
I would give Luke Cage. I'm going to give you a rating, not a personal rating. I'm going to take the fact that I didn't like Michael Coulter out of
no,
it.
No, you should.
No, I'm not. Like God damn it. Coulter. It's my rating. You can't tell me how to do my rating, Sam. Quit bullying me. You're bullying me on fucking internet.
On your own show.
On my own fucking show. God damn it. Quit bullying me. If I was rating it for myself, I'd give it a fucking 3.
Wow. Okay.
I would give, if not taking Michael Coulter out of the equation and saying I liked Michael Coulter, I would give it a 6.
Okay.
Because I thought it was aimless, boring, a lot of other shit.
Okay.
Iron Fist, I gotta give it, fuck, a 2.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, all right, you.
We're pretty close.
Okay.
Daredevil season 1. 9.4.
Okay.
Daredevil season 2, 9.8.
Okay.
Jessica Jones, 7.5.
Okay.
She gets a little boost because I think the Purple Man was incredible.
Purple Man, yes. Absolutely. So I like the whole... I like the different take on her story. It was more of a rape survivor mm-hmm. story and people overcoming that, mm-hmm. which I thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was actually probably a little low. I might go 7.75 as sure. well.
Luke Cage, I would give a 6.5, mm. which you said a 6 if you liked Michael Coulter.
If I like Michael Coulter,
so
yeah.
that's not
just taking everything else into consideration.
I just thought Luke Cage, there were some parts that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, the story was bad.
There wasn't a big reason for it. It was more just like, hey, we're going to bring him out in Defenders, so we need to show you something.
Right.
And I thought the villains were very generic. Yeah. Although, you hated it. I love the steel, the Serpent Society outfit.
Oh, my God. It was so gay.
Great.
So terrible.
And the flashback scenes were awesome.
Flashback scenes were good. My favorite parts of Luke Cage were him in jail.
Yeah, him in the
prison. With the afro.
Yeah, and the bands.
Dude, awesome.
Iron Fist 1.5.
Ah.
So we're pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah, closer than I thought we'd be, actually. yeah, I mean, and if you got a reverse order, that's fucking fine, too.
Post it so we can see it.
Yeah, post your stuff on the page here, on
Chris,
the video page.
Chris said first half of Cage was great, second was lame. I can see that.
Was the flashback in the first part?
Yeah, it was like episode
4. Okay, yeah, I could get with that. I liked Cottonmouth. I like that actor. I think he's fantastic.
I thought he did a good job. I just thought it was every black gangster ever.
Yes, very... cliche.
Very cliche.
Very, very cliche. But yeah, I don't like Michael. Luke Cage is a, and I don't want to make this Luke Cage podcast, but Luke Cage is a street guy. And Debo be a great one to comment on this. he wasn't street at all. And when he tried to be, it came off so manufactured. It sounded like this motherfucker just got out of a presentation at Harvard the way he fucking talked. And then the scene with Method Man, I swear to God, that scene with Method Man, I almost stopped watching it.
It made me happy.
The only thing that made me happy about it was meth. I seen meth.
Yeah.
But then when Michael Culter's trying to be like, yo, dog, that shit was the bomb. That's my jam.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, that was, oh my God, that was so fucking terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
They should have went, cut, get rid of that. Michael Culter, if you ever fucking make that voice again, I'm firing you.
Debo said he was straight corny.
Straight corny. Word up. That's what I'm saying. That dude was fucking terrible. Had a beautiful look.
Chris is pretty close to us. Daredevil 1, 9.4.
Okay.
Daredevil 2, 9.8.
That's what you said.
Yep. Jessica Jones, an 8. So pretty close. We said 7.5.
Yeah, I could see an 8 for Jessica Jones. Yeah. I really can. Yeah.
Cage 7. We said 6.5.
Yeah.
You said 6. That's not way off.
Yeah, it's true.
He said Fish 4.5. Higher than us, but
so,
still below,
but below average. I could, you know, and I could see that. If right. people don't have a problem with the fight scenes and some of the story, then I totally see that scoring. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, dude, who gives a fuck? I mean, we're nobody.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're dudes got a couple mics and a fucking camera, you know. But we do have background. Chris, I know, has background. Debo has background, comic books for a long time.
I'm sure Andrew does.
Andrew does. Yeah. Yeah, he's in the Comic Jack group. Yeah. He's got background. So, you know, everybody's coming. Chris Lott that really liked Iron Fist. He's got comic
Chris
background
gave it
too.
A 4.5.
Chris who?
Lott.
And Chris Lott gave it a 4.5. Wow, Chris, I thought you liked it better than that.
Okay, show wasn't good, but wasn't horrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fucking fair enough.
Very fair.
Yeah, very fair.
Casey had background asking us that Moon Knight.
Yes, absolutely. Good, yeah, good she's probably still an avid comic book reader today still. My thing was, and I suffer from this from a lot of things. My wife tells me all the time. She's like, oh my God, you're hyping this movie up so bad. It's never going to meet your expectations. And that may be true. I may be suffering from some of that because I wanted this to be so fucking good. I feel like the Iron Fist is a character that the comic books don't ever get right, hardly. And he's got so much potential. And it's just, I don't know. It's just never been done right.
I agree. I mean, I put a lot of hype on stuff.
Sure, okay? I do too.
But what movies have we walked out of Marvel movies and said, man, that was as good as I was hoping it was? Not often.
No.
Thor 2.
Yeah, and I liked it.
Iron Man 2 and 3.
I liked 3 a little bit. I hated 2.
I thought 3 was horrible.
2 was bad. Which one was 2? 2 was Mickey Rourke.
Yeah,
it sucked.
Yeah, it did. But 3? The guy who realized he could breathe fire and then just decides not to anymore?
But it looked so cool, though.
He was like...
And the Mandarin. The Mandarin I hated.
Awful.
That was the fucking worst.
What about Robert Downey Jr. dancing and singing to Christmas music? Or finding the only genius scientist kid who has his only... lab and workshop in a garage.
And yeah, you're right. I hated it.
It was bad.
Now, try to be positive, goddammit.
Well, this is positive. We're saying Marvel really doesn't miss.
No, Marvel hits it.
As much hype as we have.
And we said Guardians would miss.
Yep.
Didn't.
Worried about Ant-Man.
Nailed it.
Doctor Strange could have easily been corny.
Easily. That's a hard one to get by on people.
Got it. How much hype did you have for Avengers 1? I was like...
There's no lid you could have put on me for Avengers 1.
Me too. And it exceeded it.
It was magical.
So although I think we put a lot of hype on the stuff, I don't think they missed
it. That's true. I mean, I still try to be objective about it.
Right.
Cap 1 for me, I left disappointed because I put so much...
Yeah.
You know,
I liked Cap 1.
And I thought as a period piece, as a period movie... fucking phenomenal.
It's
fantastic.
His
it's his origin story, but like I felt like I had to wait till the end credit scene to get Cap. I didn't see the superhuman acrobatic feats of strength, feats of agility. I didn't get any of that until the end credit scene when he's punching the bag and boom, he hits the fucking heavy bag and explodes and goes flying. I'm like, that's Cap. That's the reason Cap 2 is one of my all-time favorites, because in that first scene where he jumps on the boat, when he jumps out of the fucking aircraft with no parachute, and then he's running across the – I was like – oh, I mean, I could have fucked. I mean, the dude in front of me probably had shit in his hair because I was so excited, so happy that this is Captain America. Yeah. This is what I want to see. And I didn't feel like I got that in Cap 1.
You're definitely not wrong. I looked at Cap 1 as Cap 0 year.
I'm sure, and it was.
Year one.
It was 0 year because you got a lot of him as Steve Rogers before he was Cap.
He's running and chasing the guy down, and he slings the taxi door, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, then he picked the door up and has the shield. Yeah, it was cool.
So that's what I thought. But you're right. They could give us a little more of him as Cap.
Yeah.
Show his first mission, you know.
Something. Something that displays Cap's ability. Because, then in the Avengers, we got it. We got it in the Avengers. I mean, he did a lot of shit in the Avengers that was very cool. So we love the Marvel movies. They've had a recipe up until now, a formula that has worked, and maybe it was hubris that kind of got them this time around. I don't know.
I wonder if they didn't think they couldn't adapt the story to a 13 episode run. If that didn't do them in from the beginning, so
I don't know.
We got to change this and this and invent this and change that, and
I don't know why you couldn't have did Immortal Iron Fist run in 13 episodes.
I agree, but I was just thinking maybe they didn't think so.
Yeah, maybe they didn't. I think they really hurt themselves with Finn Jones. I mean,
he's a horrible cast.
It was just bad.
What contract he signed?
What kind of contract did he sign?
I don't know. That's
oh, God, I don't know.
Maybe it was just that and the Defenders.
So maybe we can kill him, kill Vin Jones and the Defenders. Just stay with me on this. Kill Vin Jones and the Defenders. Okay? He can sacrifice himself. I don't give a fuck. He's dead. He's gone. Vin Jones is out of the picture now. Now we have a new Keeper of the fucking Gate show up. He can be fucking Asian, black.
The Asian drunken master.
There you go.
The guy you were originally going to go with.
Yeah, I mean, and Iron Fist didn't kill him, so he's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Fuck.
There it is.
See Netflix. We wrote Iron Fist season 2 for you. After you kill it, yeah, kill him in the Defenders.
Let's be your showrunners.
Oh, God. That would really be bad.
I would do it for free.
Hey, if we were showrunners on a show, how awesome would the meatheads on movies be on that?
It would get a 10.
Because we were like, dude, no, we could be like, oh my God, what the fuck were we thinking? That was awful. Holy shit, that guy should have worked out. Right. We should have got him on a gram of test a week if he was going to be on fucking film. And that's another thing. We could talk about this fucking movie till in the morning, and we're already over fucking an hour, going on an hour and a half.
Sweet.
But, you know, Finn Jones knew he was cast. Now, I'm no actor, okay? But I'm cast as whoever the fuck. Say that there is some source material, more or less 40, 50 years of source material.
40.
I'm going to go and look at it. I'm going to go with who the fuck did I sign on to play?
Right.
Like, ooh, this guy's a martial artist. Ooh, he's kind of jacked up in these comics.
I think he tried to bring his character as the King of Flowers or whatever.
Knight of Flowers. King of Flowers.
Whatever the fuck he was. And tried to bring that into Iron Fist because he sure struck me as gay.
Gay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's some badass gay dudes.
Yeah.
You know, we probably shouldn't say gay because there are some badass gay dudes.
That's true.
Maybe, I'm not saying it. Feminine, yes. Yeah, feminine. We can say that.
Something is feminine.
Which is, feminine's being fine if you're a female, but not if you're a dude.
Yeah, I'm
and if you're a fucking immortal weapon, feminine's a bad quality to have.
You can be a feminine male, but you're not going to be the Iron
Fist. You're not going to be the fucking Iron Fist. No way. Anything else you want to, we'll wrap it up.
No, man.
I know. I feel fucking exhausted now.
Yeah. This actually was as exhausting as defending Batman Superman.
Yes.
Because Actually, I kind of feel like I did when I finished Iron Fist, like just really let down and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like not being positive.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And especially of a property that I wanted to be so fucking good.
Debo said Shang-Chi in Netflix. Yeah, that would be.
Ooh. Hey, fuck Iron Fist altogether. We'll just bring Shang-Chi in.
Yeah.
I like it. That's fucking good. We'll be the showrunners and Debo can be our producer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the producer's job is to come in and go, that's not working, fellas. That shit there, this dude with his shirt off, I don't know who the fuck that little boy is. This ain't bring your kid to work day. Get him the fuck out of here. Who is that guy? Oh, that was our lead man. Yeah, well, we're halting production.
And we know if Debo was our producer, we'd have a strong presence on social media.
Yeah, you fucking better believe we would. They would fucking know who we were, that's for right. sure.
There'd be 100 Facebook posts daily about our show. It'd be awesome.
Speaking of our show, do me a big favor. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please go to iTunes, leave a review. I don't give a shit what star you get it. There's going to be people out there that beg for a 5-star. If you think we're 5-star, then absolutely give us a 5-star review. If not, give us whatever you think that really goes a long way with us keeping the show going. And like when we go for sponsors and stuff, they want to know who's listening. So downloads, reviews, they really, really help us. We really appreciate that. And another thing, if you like this show or you don't like this show, either way, go to Giant Size Team Up Network. We got a ton of shows on there, much like this one, a lot better than this one. We've got Breaking the Panel, a show called Botched, Pokemon Go, a bunch of shows to check out. GiantSizeTeamUp.com. We're actually in the process of reworking our website. It's going to be something really, really fucking cool coming up. Where it will be the actual home of the Giant Size Team Up Network, where you go and you'll be able to find, you know, me and Big Sam. You'll be able to find my comic review show, The Blazing Defender Report, all the videos, all the audio tracks, all the media, all the pictures, all that at one stop. It's going to be really cool. I can't wait till we get it up. But please go there, check out some of these other shows. They're fantastic. Breaking the Panel just did a great show on the X-Men Gold comic book that came out. That was the controversy with the artist. It was a really, really good show. I actually co-host that show sometimes when some of the guys can't make it, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on the show. I think you would have a lot of fun listening to it. Please check that out. And other than that, BlazingDefenderReport.com, Blazing Defender, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on all the social media outlets. Please
watch us on Facebook, share us, like us.
Yes, please. That really helps too with analytics, with Facebook analytics, sharing. Everybody that chimed in today, that's fucking awesome.
I'll tell you right now that this might be my favorite show
absolutely.
Because of that.
Absolutely. Casey, Frederick, Chris Wisdom, all you guys.
Andrew,
yeah. You know. Yeah, Chris Lott. Yes, thank you guys so much for joining in. I'm trying to get better at posting when I'm going to have it. Now, if Sam gets back on a regular schedule, we can kind of plan these things out, and I'll try to give everybody a little more heads up. So you can join in if you want to. But, man, this has been a fucking fantastic show. I mean, I got fucking chills right now because this is exactly what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Two guys talking about something they love with other people that love the same stuff. We don't have to like the same stuff, but we love all the same stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to do this again, guys. What do we have coming up next?
Guardians.
What? Guardians.
Putting a lot of hype on a movie.
Yes, Guardians is going to be so fantastic. I've actually broke my rule of watching clips. There was two clips. Fucking Debo, you bastard. You're the one that fucking did it. He posted two clips. I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I was... Oh, I had to watch it, man. It was a Baby Groot and Rocket with the death bomb. And then another one was Drax fighting that big monster. Oh,
man, that, like, worm-looking thing.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. You know, Rocket kind of stole the movie for me, the first movie. I think Drax is going to be the guy this time.
See, Groot did it for me in the first.
Yeah, I mean, Rocket and Groot both were, oh my God, they were so fucking good. But Drax, dude, just the trailers, the funny shit that's coming out of his mouth.
Why don't you tell everybody about your background with Drax?
Oh, Batista?
Yeah.
It's not really a background, but it does warm my heart to see Dave Batista doing well, because I spoke to him at Kroger one day, And because he was here when the WWE had their developmental here, which was OVW, which is TNA's developmental now. If you're a wrestling fan, you know what I'm talking about. If not, just don't listen to me. But Batista was the Leviathan. He was a wrestler. He was a fucking huge, like one of the biggest dudes at the time I'd ever been beside. Like, you think he's big now? That's shit. He was like 300 fucking pounds, and he was jacked to the gills. So he was in the meat department, and it was the night of the SmackDown Raw draft. And they were drafting wrestlers to be on the Monday night show or the Thursday night show. Again, if you're a wrestling fan, you know what I'm talking about. If not, I'm getting to the point. So I go up to Batista, and, you know, he's this monster. I mean, I'm 230 pounds, so I'm not a little guy, but this dude could have fucking ate me as a snack. So I'm up, and we're looking at steaks, and I was like, so where are you going at in the draft tonight? And he looked down at me, and he was like, what? And I said, where are you going at in the draft tonight? And he goes, oh, and he started laughing. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, that ain't happening anytime soon. And I was like, oh, man, really? So then he kind of opens up to me a little bit in the meat department at Kroger about how he's giving it another 6 months, or I think it was a year. His wife, you know, they came from California. His wife missed home. And he was like, if I don't get a bigger developmental deal with them, then I'm going to go back and do some acting, because I have some guys in stunt work. They're going to get me some acting gigs. And I was like, oh, man, cool. You know, I was like, man, well, I hope it works out for you. I mean, you could just hear it in his voice. He was kind of defeated. Well, then it was about 4 months later, he was the fucking WWF champion, or WWE champion. I don't remember when they switched, but he was the champ. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. I was so happy for him. You know, he kind of made it, but it looks like he's finally found his calling in movies.
Yeah, because now he has a hot toy.
He does have a fucking hot toy?
I think there's a Drax hot toy.
Is it a statue or hot toy?
I don't know.
If it's a fucking hot toy, I'm getting that.
It's a sideshow.
I'm getting it. I'm going to fucking get it. I'm going to fucking get it. If Drax has a fucking hot toy, I'm going to fucking get it. But no,
I think they're making a hot toy of each one of the Guardians for this.
Well, movie. I know that Star-Lords, they've shown it.
And Rocket, because you ordered
it. Yeah, I ordered Rocket. Yeah.
I think they're doing every one of them.
Okay, good. I'm for sure. That. I might even get Gamora if it's dope enough.
I think I saw that.
Ooh, a Groot?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Because Groot is on Star-Lord's shoulder.
Oh, baby, Groot is on Star-Lord's show. Yeah, so there won't be a Groot one. All right, good, because I don't have enough blood and semen for fucking all the sideshow shit I want. But that's my story about Dave Bautista. Good dude. Glad to see he's doing well. So we got the Guardians coming up, guys, and you're going to fucking want to see that. With that, we'll
Debo,
play.
Debo just posted the Drax Hot Toy link for you.
Ah, fucking thanks, Debo. Dude, you're fucking me up, bro.
It was right underneath.
We're boys. What the hell?
It was right underneath another clip from Guardians.
Oh, man, we're having a fucking ball, guys, but we got to cut it off. We'll stay online with the Facebook crowd just for a little bit longer, because really enjoyed that. But for you guys that listen to me on iTunes, me and Big Sam, we really, really appreciate it. Appreciate all your feedback. Please hit us up. Let us know what you thought about the show. Let us know what you thought about Iron Fist. If you thought we were wrong, let us know. Trust me, we're big guys, big shoulders. We can take it. Other than that, visit Giant Size Team Up. Let us know what you thought. Like and subscribe, please. And for that, the meatheads are out. And for the Blazing Fender and...
Not as big as Batista, Sam.
Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy your day. See ya.